This morning, we will discuss the importance of digital spring cleaning. Joining us, digital media specialist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, you've been doing this for many, many years. Talk to us about why it's important.
Sure. Morning, Bob. Yeah, I have been doing it for years. And I find that devoting a specific time of year, I do it once in the spring and once in the fall, really keeps us on track. Digital spring cleaning is important for maintaining a healthy online presence. It helps protect privacy, it declutters your digital space, and it ensures your devices are running smoothly.
All right. Give us some of the key steps people can take to clean up their digital lives.
Yeah, sure. First, update your passwords. Use strong, unique passwords for each account that you have. You may notice that some websites are really starting to embrace passkeys, and that means fewer passwords to remember.
Why don't you remind us again what a key is and the difference between a passkey and a password?
Yeah, sure. A password is a string of characters that allows access to an account when you pair it with a username. Now, a passkey removes the need for passwords, and it's specific to the device you're using. It uses biometric authentication, which is a fancy way of saying a fingerprint or facial recognition or a PIN number. And we're working towards a world where passkeys are going to eventually replace passwords. And for me, it can't happen fast enough, I'm sure for most people. Passkeys also make your device more secure because you aren't creating that number and letter combo and you're not sharing them between devices. But it's going to take a while to completely revamp that system across the internet. It's going to take years. So for now, creating that strong password, still very, very important. And remember, you want to use unique passwords. They should consist of letters, numbers, symbols. Most people say at least 12 characters. I agree. And passwords, remember, they aren't meant to be easy to remember. They're meant to keep your account safe.
So for now, or maybe for years, we still have to remember the passwords. Or you recommend using one of those apps, don't you, to help you?
Yeah. And to the first part of your question, yeah, for now. And yes, using one of those apps to keep everything in order is perfect. And when a website has a passkey or offers a passkey, you'll see a pop-up on your phone and it'll say, would you like to use a passkey for this site? If you get that pop-up, absolutely take advantage so you can see what it's all about.
Great tip. What's next on your list?
Next is review your privacy settings on your social media accounts. Make sure you're comfortable with who can see your post and the personal information that you may be providing on those platforms. And depending on the platform, you can set these preferences to be a default or on a post-by-post basis. So think of it like this. If you see that little globe icon that you usually see on Facebook, it means that everyone is seeing your content. If you see a head or a face, that little silhouette icon, again, depending on the platform, it likely means a smaller subset of people are seeing it. But this is where you want to make sure it's the right audience for you.
Because everybody has a different viewpoint on that, right? People will have different needs, won't they?
Exactly right. A personal account can afford to be more selective, where a business owner, for example, is going to need to speak to a wider audience. But even some personal users prefer a wider reach, while others are very selective. You'll see new settings on some platforms dedicated to close friends. The social media platforms have learned that when it comes to reach an audience, people's habits will vary.
And we're chatting with Scott Kleinberg. Scott, what else can people do to digitally clean up?
One of the things you can do is unfollow and declutter your social media feeds. So remove accounts that no longer interest you and unsubscribe from email lists that clutter your inbox. If you're seeing content on social that's no longer interesting or relevant, you should definitely check who you're following. If you're getting 100 emails a day and don't interact with them in any meaningful way, you should cut those subscriptions.
And talking about decluttering, talk a little bit about digital detoxes and what that entails.
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest way to explain a digital detox is like this. It's when you take a break from screens and social media to recharge and focus on other aspects of your life. This can help reduce stress. It can also help improve your overall well-being.
finding that balance is important. What about updating software? That's very important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bob, I'd say it's actually now more important than ever, because those updates can contain security fixes that make you and your devices safer. Plus, installing the latest update ensures your devices run efficiently.
Good practical tips. Anything else?
Well, I have two more things. One, organize your digital files. Create folders and delete old or unnecessary files. This will help improve your device's performance. It makes finding things easier. And two, back up your data. Whether you're using an external hard drive that you plug in or a cloud storage service, backing up ensures your files are safe in case you have a computer crash or other issues pop up.
Great tips for spring cleaning and anytime, really.
And you know, I always tell people a little digital spring cleaning can go a long way in keeping your online life organized and secure. But even if you can't do these things now in March, I'd say it's important to do it as soon as you can and try to do it with a regular frequency.
I suppose I should go back and delete hundreds and hundreds of emails, but it's too time consuming. I always put that off. What should I do?
I'm the same way. I totally get that. And yeah, I mean, technically you should, but the thing that makes it harder to do is that our email programs are made to hold a lot of emails. So nothing bad happens if you don't. It can slow your machine down. I think it's one of those things, Bob, where you just have to, if you're going to be serious about doing it, you have to take 30 minutes, 45 minutes and just get it done.
Yeah. All right. Let me open up the Genius Bar. We were talking about this recently. I've been accused of text derailment or text hijacking when I start a new thought on a thread with a few people. What about digital etiquette, Scott? What should I be doing here?
Well, I guess it depends on the scenario where you're doing. If you just pop into something and just change the subject, that can be very much like it is if you're in a room and you change the subject with someone. I guess it depends on the mode that you're using. If you're using a text chain like you're talking about, yeah, I guess you might want to start with something like, oh, on another topic, you know, here's this. Because what happens, especially on a text chain, things can get out of order depending on the phone that people are looking at. It's not supposed to happen. Everything you see is supposed to be in the same order, but that doesn't always happen. So sometimes it gets a little bit confusing to follow a conversation. So I kind of treat every text conversation the same way I treat a conversation in person. If I'm stepping into a conversation with someone right next to me, I kind of think of how it comes across when I'm doing it on either a text chain or social media by extension.
I'll try. Scott Kleinberg, thanks as always. Have a good week, Scott.
You too, Bob. Thank you.